The Hug for You, written by David King and read by Kieran O'Brien. Nothing warms us up quite like a hug. But what can we do when we can't be together? This is the story of a new hug's adventure and the boy who shared it with the world. Adam is a joyful kid who loves to go to school. Every day he's learning more and having fun with his friends too. But suddenly, his class is inside a computer screen, with his friends and adventures completely out of reach. His teacher is working really hard to keep their learning going, so Adam draws her a special gift to send across the distance.
I'm sending you this virtual hug to say thanks for all you do. We miss your classroom and the learning fun. We promise we'll be back with you soon.
The teacher feels the hug wrap around her heart. It is the boost of hope she needs. She carries it with her everywhere. But the hug's job is just beginning. The teacher goes to the cafe, where people stand far apart, wishing they could chat and play instead of just waving. So many lonely faces. They could use a pick-me-up. The teacher passes on the hug, and it gets right to work. Let's send a hug in every cup to warm your heart and hands. It will keep them snug until they can hold loved ones again. With every sip, remember that this isn't for much longer. Your friends will be waiting, and it'll be sweeter than hot chocolate. A nurse brings the hug to the children's ward, a place full of caring and kindness, where a little patient lies full of worry, in need of some gentle comfort.
This hug is for you when you can't see our smiles, to show they're still there, just hidden. We hope you can see them instead in our eyes, and they will hold you until you feel better.
The patient heads home and wants nothing more than to support his favourite team. He adores the roar of the crowds, but instead, he's cheering alone at his television screen.
For every empty seat and silent game, this hug will be there when we can't.